Well, after years in the trio Nickel Creek, Sarah Watkins is off on her own with a self-titled solo album, plus projects that see her combining her talents with folk icons and radio stars. She'll be playing tonight at the Jefferson Theater in
Radio Stars.
Yes, not myself. But Sarah Watkins, I want to thank you so much for coming in and being with us today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. What radio stars do I play with?
Well, you're going to be with Garrison Keillor for Fairy Home Companion, right?
Yep, he is a radio star, definitely.
In my book as well.
Absolutely. That slipped my mind.
That's so funny. Well, let's talk about that. So you have actually been with Garrison Keillor before to do some different live things, right?
Well, just the Fairy Home Companion. And they've been really nice to me. They've had me on the show a bunch of times this year, and since my record came out, actually. And then this winter, he had me on the books to do another show in January. And so I'd already been on the show like 3 times, remarkably enough, before then. And I just emailed them, and I was like, hey, I'm really into these old country duets right now. Do you want to sing one with me? Would you be into that? And he replied back, and he's like, actually, I'm planning a tour of duets. Would you want to do it with me? And so it says, that's my impression of what his voice sounds like when he's emailing, just apparently. So I obviously jumped on it and wouldn't let him take it back. And it's a summer tour. I think we're coming to Charlottesville.
Actually, it's going to be in Richmond at this place called Lewis Ginter Botanical Gardens. And also, it's going to be at the Charlottesville Pavilion. You're right, man. You're on top of this. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. And so it's going to be non-radio, but there's going to be sound effects, man. No actors. It's just the three of us. It's Garrison, me, and the sound effects guy. And I think Guy Noir might show up. And I think there'll be some monologues and some poetry, but it's supposed to. But Garrison keeps describing it as just a wonderful evening out to, like, a lot of the venues are people bringing picnics and things like that, and it's called the Summer Love Tour.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So are you gonna get to do some acting then?
I really want to, but it would be kind of scary. I think that I could really get into it. But, you know, the people who usually act on that show are so top-notch, and I would just be me, like, it'd be like playing dress-up, basically.
Oh, that would be fun, though. Maybe you can be an understudy for somebody for a few weeks and then, like, just take on their personality.
Yeah, except for the stories, I'm sure Garrison changes everything at the last minute, and so preparation is not much of an option other than the songs, I think. I have a feeling that the stories and the sketches and whatever he does is going to be, it's going to be changing around a whole lot, at least for the first few weeks. Yeah. But I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a blast.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
And you're always working on new things, different projects with different sorts of people. Recently you've been on both In Person and On Stage and the new John Prine tribute album, Broken Hearts and Dirty Windows. How was it for you to get a chance to get together with somebody like John Prine?
It's awesome. He has let me open for him a handful of times. I went on this little Canadian tour with him, and I've done these little couple things opening for him. And it's been a blast. He's just a really super sweet person, and his band is great, and his audiences are incredibly kind to me. And so they asked me to think about what song I would want to cover for the tribute record, and I bought a ton of records. You know, at that point, I had, you know, like a best of, and I think I had on my iPod as well, Jesus the Missing Years. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there's all these songs that are just floating around that he's written that you just know. And so at that point, I was like, all right, it's time to get really serious and just, you know, dive in. And it was such a huge amount of material, like great, great songwriting just throughout the decades. And I found the song Late John Garfield Blues. And so my brother Sean and I recorded it. And And it was really fun. I love that song. We do it a lot.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I do want to talk to you a bit about your new self-titled album, and was wondering what you would like to play from it first. I'm putting you on the spot. I know. Fiddle or ukulele?
Let's play fiddle.
All right.
I'll do a John Hartford song. I know Dar was in here, and she shared the lack of air conditioning that we've been. I've been driving around with them, which is awesome. Usually, a lot of times you have to drive separately from the people you're touring with, but we're all palling around together, and it's awesome. But our van, along with a number of other vans, apparently have lost their air conditioning compressors, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And no. Yes, part of the unit has gone bad, and it's backordered all across the country. So, we've been driving around with no air conditioning, and just remembering that 40 years ago they didn't have it anyway. But this song has been especially poignant last couple of nights and days of driving. Today it's gorgeous, but I'll do this in remembrance of yesterday. It's called a Long Hot Summer Day. That's what it's called. Pack up some of these empties here just as soon as we know where they lay. Tying off the thin jolly and leaving lines on a long hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. On a towboat building up barges on a long hot summer day. She's a good old gal, okay. I bet she's sitting by her window fan on a long hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half day off with pay. On a towboat building up barges on a long hot summer day. Pork for supper. Today it'll be a chicken consomme and a fruit jar full of iced tea on a long hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. On a towboat building up barges on a long hot summer day. And we put a man off in Beardstown when we come down yesterday. I'm gonna get on off at Bolton on a long hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. On a towboat filling up barges on a long hot summer day.
Live music from Sarah Watkins, WNRN, Long Hot Summer Day. You know, when I think about people making their first album, I think of people who have just never done it before. But you have had so many chances.
Thank God.
Did it feel like there was a whole different set of pressures to make the solo album?
No, actually it didn't. I can't imagine being one of those people who's never put out a record and then all of a sudden they've got all these producers and all these people and these record labels behind them going like, all right, putting $100,000 into you, you better produce it, you know. And I, John Paul Jones approached me about producing the record about the time, you know, in the months where I was trying to figure out what I was going to do, because Nickel Creek, we decided to put it on the shelf for a while. We gave ourselves 18 months to do one last tour, put stuff together, and you know, just kind of to do another round of touring. And during that time, I had already started a side project, but I was like, all right, so this is not a side project. This is going to be what I want to put my whole creative energy into for the next couple of years, promoting and everything. And my greatest fear was that I was going to do something that I was just going to guess. Like, I would be unsure, and without my bandmates, I would just make a guess, and it would be the wrong guess. And John Paul Jones jumped on to produce, and I never felt like that, and I'm so grateful. Over the years, over the last 10 years or so, have just gained amazing friendships and musical relationships with a whole bunch of West Coast musicians who have been a big part of this show called the Watkins Family Hour that my brother and I do. Mm-hmm. And so forever, that's been, for the last 10 years or so, that's been the other outlet besides Nickel Creek. And it was really wonderful because in the band, it created this whole release of and, you know, everyone should be in two bands. Everyone, if you're in one, you need to be in two, because it just provides this great balance. And it also was sort of this oven for creativity with other songs and cover songs and just being silly and this whole other alternative musical personality, really. And it really helped me segue into what I wanted to focus on, and it was really crucial for me. And, you know, John, my manager, who really has been really sweet and incredibly supportive through the transition to out of Nickel Creek into this solo thing, helped finance the record and John produced, and then after we were done, we shopped it around to labels and ended up on Nonesuch, which is a really wonderful brand to have. They're beautiful. And so I didn't feel that pressure. I wanted it to be good, but I ultimately knew that I'd be, you know, I'm doing this for a living, so whatever happens, it's like, it's fine. You can always make another record. But I mostly wanted for myself. I wanted it to be good. And it, like, the idea of not doing, not touring behind it, not doing this for the rest of my life was never really an option. So that sort of took the pressure off of pass or fail, you know. Bluegrass isn't really, not that I'm a bluegrass artist or that Nickel Creek was really, but the whole field and genre was never about, you know, this money-making machine. It's all about kind of surviving, doing what you want to do.
Yeah. So. Well, it sounds like you've got a really good idea of where you want your career to go, because you've already been doing it for such a long time.
Yeah, it helps a lot.
Yeah, it sounds like such a great path to be on. Right now, as you're touring, I know you have your brother Sean along with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you have the musicians, like, is your band the folks that you brought along with you from L.A.?
They are. A lot of them, Sebastian Steinberg, I did the last headlining tour with the full band a week ago or so, and Sebastian Steinberg was playing bass. He plays upright on a bunch of songs, and then Don Heffington was playing drums with me, but I didn't know Don at the time I was making the record, so he's not on the record, but they are there from L.A., and they're part of the Family Hour, and really, you know, world-class musicians.
Fantastic. And they're going to be playing with you tonight at the Jefferson.
They will not be here. It's just going to be me and Sean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be great.
It's been really fun, actually. The duo shows have been super awesome. Dar is playing as a duo as well with Bryn. And so it's been really fun. We've gotten to hone back in on the intricacies that you can do as a duo. And there's different songs are featured better as a duo versus a full band. So a lot of songs we weren't doing with the full band, we're able to do, and the instrumentation has switched up a little bit, and it's been really fun.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be something really fun for all of our listeners to check up on tonight at the Jefferson.
I think it will be wonderful for your listeners.
And can we get another song from your latest self-titled?
Absolutely. Okay. Should I play a hopeful song or a sad song? I've already got one vote for sad because it's a nice day.
All right, let's go with sad.
Sad?
Let's
do it. Are you just a follower? What do you?
Well, maybe. Maybe today.
All right, so this will be fun because I haven't been doing it much on the road for whatever reason. When my face is not the face you want to see every day, and my hand is not the hand you want to hold when you're afraid, when my thoughts no longer comfort you, and my heart no longer moves you, when my voice no longer soothes you, where will you be? When the world that we made is nothing but a drum, and your head on my breast doesn't feel like home, when my thoughts no longer comfort you, and my heart no longer moves you, when my voice no longer soothes you, where will you be?
With a track from her brand new self-titled album, it's Sarah Watkins playing live in studio, Where Will You Be? I don't think I was a follower. I think I knew that it was going to be that song. I really wanted to hear that one again.
I didn't mean to accuse you.
Oh, never. Please, you can come in and accuse me any day.
All right. All right.
And Dar actually said, I'll have to call you out. She said the next time that you come in and play, I should have the both of you come in and play together. Good idea, bad idea?
Good idea.
All right. Okay.
Good idea.
Well, cool. Sounds like it should be a really fun time tonight, playing tonight at the Jefferson, opening up for Dar Williams. Sarah Watkins, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Definitely.